Isaiah chapter 58. I'm going to read verse 6 in Isaiah 58. I want to deal with the revelation, the manifestation and demonstration of fasting and praying. The revelation, the manifestation and demonstration of fasting and praying. I had something that I was believing God for 15 to 20 years. And God begin to teach me about fasting and praying, and the manifestation come within hours. I tried doctors, natural medicine, exercise, everything. And so fasting and praying is a powerful weapon for the people of God, which you know very little about. And I as your pastor and as an apostle to the church, we're going to have to study this lesson thoroughly.
Yes, sir.
And begin to function. How many of y'all made it? All right, this is how many people fast today. So keep your hand up. No food. Nothing but water. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. All right. Now, looking to Isaiah 58, I want you to look at verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? Now notice what he says, to loose the band of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. What a powerful voice.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You see all the things it does right there in that voice?
Wow, wow, wow.
And that's by fasting. That's what the Lord said. And it goes on to say other things, but I'm not going. I want you to go to Joel now, the book of Joel. In the Old Testament, I'll read three verses in the book of Joel that reveals how God blessed those who understand fasting and praying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In Joel chapter 1, verse 14, Joel chapter 1, verse 14. Sanctify ye a what? Call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Now, actually, in reading the text context of this, you're looking at 13 verse of that first chapter. He said, "Gird yourself and lament, you priests, how you ministers of the altar, come lie all night in sackcloth, you ministers, priests, elders, and ministers." He told them that they need to fast and pray if they're going to lead the people right. Notice in Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. Now, terrible conditions are going on here, and I may share something with you why he told him that. But look in the 15th verse of the second chapter. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify the fast. Call a solemn assembly. Let me hit you with three or four things before I start working from the book of Joel here. Fasting's primary purpose is self-humbling. There's a humbleness that you will never reach unless you learn how to put that body and soul under control. Fasting is renouncing the natural to invoke the supernatural. Third thing I want you to have is fasting was man's response to God's provision of forgiveness, cleansing, and blessing. Notice what it did in the early church. Fasting in the early church, supernatural revelation, and created outgrow and expansion. Now, when you look in the book of Joel, when you talk about the revelation and manifestation and demonstration of fasting and praying, before I go to the book of Joel, let me give you some words the Lord gave me. What happened when faith, favor, and fasting become one in your life? Number one, humanness become maximized. You cannot humble yourself without fasting. Fasting is the quickest way to humble yourself. Secondly, when you fast, we'll find out another text when I teach it, the Holy Spirit voice become clear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thirdly, I don't care what you did when I have sickness, disease, lack, all of it's covered. If you got something you need to be delivered from, something just keep pestering your life and pulling your life, you can get it healed. The third thing, harmonious atmosphere is created. You begin to stand, S-T-A-N-D, in the holiest. And what that means is, what is his presence?
Yes, sir.
All these things he gave me while I was praying. Heaven doors are constantly open.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Now, our text, when we get to the text in Joel, and I want to give you this because this is a way for you to get manifestation demonstrated in your life. It deals with a condition, then a call, then a change. Condition, call, and change. So now, whatever condition you may have to deal with, if you receive the call, of an understanding the call of fasting and praying, it has to change.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, these words, I believe, the prophetic is seen and saying.
Yes, sir.
That's what the prophetic is, seen and saying. And so the Lord give me these words for you. The first one is, when you understand how to fast and pray and understand the meaning of it, the refreshing is catching. There's a freshness come on you. And then he said to me, it will be a blast. Then he said to tell my people, when you get a hold of this, now in your life, everything is leaning forward. Talks about breakthrough, break down, and break out. No longer going on with life as is. He said, and listen to this, the mountain, the mouse, and the monster will be destroyed. You come to a place of blessing, refreshing, and rest. Heaven will stand on hell's head. Now listen to this next one. Every one of us have some shadows in our lives. The glory will move all the shadows in your life. And you will know what to do in the valley of decision. Now look back at this text. Here, look back in Joel. In verse 14, it says, sanctify your fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Now you have to understand this. God has prepared a worldwide outpouring of his spirit upon his church for these last days.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
But there's going to have to be somebody able to receive this thing. And that outpouring of the spirit, see, the fasting come before the outpouring.
Yes, sir. Wow.
And so the outpouring of the spirit is God answers the desperate need and pressure of this time.
Right. Yes, sir.
There's a desperate need. There's a lot of pressure now. And the church need an outpouring.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Fasting and praying. Verse 14, verse 12, and verse 15 are in the midst. And I want you to read the book of Joel. Because it's in the midst of a whole lot of stuff going on. Well, I got to read it, some of it. Look in chapter 1, the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pinduel. Hear this, ye old man, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. I'm in the first chapter. Have this been in your days, or even in the days of your father? Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. Now, watch what condition he called this for this fast. And when you look at a condition, you can look at around you and see the condition of the time that we're living in. And some conditions that try to come in your life.
Uh-huh.
See, so you have to sort of parallel your life.
That's right.
If you want to get the benefit.
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes,
you don't just read what happened in the Bible.
Right.
You got to find out what God's trying to tell you.
Yes, sir.
What condition you need to deal with.
Uh-huh.
You know, what contrary condition seem like it don't want to leave your life.
Yes, sir.
So if you listen, you'll get the answer, and you have the divine right to remove that contrary condition.
Yes,
by hearing how God planned to do it.
Yeah.
Look at the condition that when he told him fast. Look in the fourth verse. That which the palmer worm had left and has the locust eaten. And that which the locust had left has the cankerworm eaten. And that which the cankerworm has left has the caterpillar eaten. He said, awake, you drunkards, and weep and howl, all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it's cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up upon my land strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he has the cheek teeth of a great lion. He has laid my vine waste and bought my fig tree, have made it clean, bare, and cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. In other words, it goes on and on of a hard time.
Yes, sir.
And attack. Now, the church, many members in the church go through a lot of mess they don't need to go through. He said, this fast he called, it is the answer for the satanic, ungodly forces that are coming against his people. From so many areas, and to the blight and drought that is in the church of God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Satanic, ungodly forces are sort of having their way in the church of God.
Uh-huh.
Because there's not enough people understand there's a need for fasting and praying.
That's right. Yes, sir.
See, fasting humble you,
right. And
it causes you to hear the voice of the Holy Ghost better. You get divine answer. And so it is said here, God does not intend to leave his people helpless or in the mercy of all these evil pressures and forces. Not going to get it. Not going to get it. Just you got to know what to do. So here, write this down. God has a provision. He has promised to pour out his spirit and help his people on a supernatural level.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Help his people on a supernatural level. We need to be functioning on a supernatural level, and we want the outpouring of the Spirit, but you have to notice the outpouring of the Spirit came after fasting and praying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See? God has a provision. He has promised to pour out his Spirit and help his people on a supernatural level. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Now, the next thing is, it says, however, he required the condition to be met that we seek him with prayer and fasting in a united and collective way. Uh-huh. Now, so we turn to the prophet Joel tonight. So Joel can teach us the lesson in how to get God to move in a supernatural way. Just give me time. This is a new territory. Isn't it? From Joel, I want you to read the book of Joel. From Joel chapter 1, 8 through 12, Joel opened with a scene of total disaster and desolation. Total disaster and desolation. Sometime in our lives, we don't watch ourselves. You follow what I'm saying? Nothing wasn't right. Huh? So if you read it, you're going to find out the session is one of desolation, blight, hopelessness, mourning, and total absence of joy. That's what you open the book with. That's what led up to verse 14. How to solve this thing. You know, we didn't have church.
Amen.
So, just as I found a solution in my life, here by fasting and praying, I will never stop. I've seen too much in a little while. Now, one thing I had in mind that, you know, I always walk with God as close as I could, so I thought fasting was for the people who couldn't get close to God. But I was extremely wrong. All of us supposed to fast and pray. Now, in that terrible condition that you read about, God instructs his people. God's answer is to consecrate a fast and to seek God with desperate prayer. Consecrate means set a time where you're going to fast. Set a time where you're going to cut everything else loose. So he gives that instruction in verse 12. Chapter 2, verse 15 and 17. Basic requirement is fasting. Now, notice in Joel 2, and it shall come to pass afterward. After what? You at Joel 2:28, you there? You know, I'm not looking for no goosebump tonight. Goosebump don't move high blood pressure, rheumatism, arthritis, diabetes. Goosebumps don't move none of that. You have to see how serious this is of fasting and praying will make you a powerhouse. We've been praying, we haven't been fasting. And it came to pass after that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream. Your young men shall see vision. But he said afterward. After what? After we met God's stated condition in Joel 2:12 through 17. After we start fasting and praying like he told us. God said, if you do that, Mark Joel chapter 2, verse 23, 29. God said, if you do that, God said, he will come to you in the power and fullness of the Holy Spirit to change the situation. God said that he will come to you in power and fullness of the Holy Spirit to change the whole situation if you fast and pray. See, a lot of times in the church, we want to run and play. We just want a good feeling. See? But we need to grow up to know how to stand our ground in the power of the Holy Ghost. Instead of letting fear come upon you in these times, instead of being fearful and defeated, you will become strong and effective. How many of y'all want to be strong and effective? See, it'll take you to another dimension. Now, Apostle Paul had two things that kept him above the pack. He was determined not to know anything but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I want to hit you here. I'm about to hit you right now. And he said, I pray in tongue more than y'all. Yes, I'm saying the same thing. Yes, sir. So praying in tongue alone, what I'm telling you, is not going to get these results that we're talking about. You need to learn and understand what it means to fast. We're going to study Esther. Right. Esther became queen by fasting.
Yes, sir.
Jonah was bringing a message to Nineveh. They were going to destroy them. But they went into a fast and prayer. And God changed his mind. Jehoshaphat has five armies coming against him. He didn't know what to do. He called a fast and prayed. And God said, you need not fight in this battle. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Fasting and prayer did that. When the disciples decided to send out Paul on the missionary journey, the Bible said they were praying and fasting, and the Holy Ghost said, 13th chapter of Acts. They was praying and fasting, and the Holy Ghost said. So let me know, when you pray and fast, the Holy Ghost say something you don't know. And in case you think this is a dull lesson and you don't want it, Jesus fasted 40 days. Before he was tempted of the enemy. And then he returned in the power of the Spirit after the temptation. So if Jesus needed to fast, and matter of fact, food have got too much of a hold on us anyway.
Uh-huh.
And every now and then we need to shut it down. Amen. There's a scripture here in chapter 2, verse 17. It said, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. Put your head somewhere. Stick your head somewhere and start crying and praying, doing it right, fasting and praying. And let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not, watch this now, and in the church, we don't have enough respect. Watch what it said. And give not thy heritage to reproach that the heathen should rule over them. And they'll say, and wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? So if you have put more confidence in the doctor, the lawyer, and the psychologist than your God, you know what they're saying when you leave the altar? Where is that God they're talking about? So what I'm saying, the Lord is bringing us, my goodness, the Lord is bringing us to a place where he can show himself strong in our life. We thought it was just reading the word in prayer, but now he's revealing to us apostolically that fasting is so important. A lot of you can be healed just like that, but you never fast and pray. The food too important, and you have to permit the Lord to do this in your life. So we as leaders have a special responsibility, priest, the minister, and the elders. You'll see them in verse 13 and 14. In calling God's people to prayer and fasting. My goodness. Look in Joel 1:13. Gird yourself and lament, you priests. Howl, you ministers of the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, you ministers of my God, for the meat offering and the drink offering is withholden from the house of your God. Notice that. And it goes on to tell them, sanctify your fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry unto the Lord. Fast, pray, and cry. Cry unto the Lord. How many of y'all got something you need to happen? No, hold your head up. I ain't got time to plan around here. How many of you got something you need to happen?
Yes, sir.
Just listen then.
Yes,
you can make it happen.
Yes,
this we're on another, this is another level here.
Right, right, right.
This is more than a bonny hop and a shout and a run and a dance. This is where your dominion and your authority are going to start taking place.
Hallelujah.
There are some things that God want to tell you, but you're too crowded.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
To share with you my own personal experience, fasting took me into another realm.
Yes, sir.
Where I didn't have my mind on nothing else. See, I cut everything else loose.
Yes, sir.
That's what he wanted to do. Have your set time.
Yes.
Now, I call a fast in prayer meeting Monday night. That's why you didn't fast, because you wasn't here. And I found out we as intercessors have to repent for the whole church.
Yes,
when we pray, we got to get under the burden of everybody. Carry the one who don't carry themselves.
Yes, sir.
So he told the elders, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, let the priest, the Lord minister, weep between the porch and the altar. That's a definite need in our time for men of God in leadership.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Who by example. Remember Paul said, the things you have learned? Well, I think what it said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. I think that's where it is. That's it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You see, I'm not telling you to do something that I'm not going to do. And as I told you, something 15 to 20 years, the Lord in Florida woke me up and told me, read a certain book about fasting. I read it, and I went on a fast.
Right. Yeah.
When I went on a fast, I received a manifestation almost instantly.
Hallelujah.
And I believe the same thing for many of you all.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. See, Paul said, those things what you have both learned and received and heard, everybody there?
Yes, sir.
And seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. How many of y'all know there's got to be something else? It got to be something else I can do. I've been praying, man. I've been praying, meditating. You know, there's got to be something else that can cause things to happen more swiftly for me. Right? Well, that's what I'm teaching right now. Turn to 2 Chronicles 7, 14. Watch what happened. It's a familiar voice.
Yes, sir.
How you do this? How you get humble enough? You see it? All these years I've been reading this verse, I never got to it like I should. Because I didn't know how to really do this. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall what? Now, what are we at here? Where are we at here? What's going on here? Huh? What's the quickest and the deepest way to humble yourself? Fast and pray. You see it? Humble himself and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then would I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. But he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble. No, I'm not going to humble. Should humble themselves. Powerful, man. What? Humble yourself. Fasting and praying. God is waiting for leaders who in humility will lead God's people in united prayer and fasting. And then he promised to hear them and forgive their sin. My goodness. My goodness. Sorry, class. Let me come at you now. Fasting is defined as voluntarily abstaining from food for spiritual purposes. Yes, sir. I'll humble my soul with fasting. Now I got Barbara. I have a chapter and a verse, but I don't have the book. I don't know what book that is. I humble my soul. Psalm 35:13. Turn there. Psalm 35:13. Now let me tell you this, class. Whatever gonna produce a blast in your life gonna be bold, boring. When the enemy see you about to learn something, he gonna try to rock your butt to sleep.
That's right.
Cause I see some of y'all faces. You said, yeah, you're waiting on the hip stuff. I ain't doing no hip stuff. You have to see this. Listen, Psalm 35. Good God Almighty. You know you need deliverance. You know you need help. You know you're tired putting on that front. You know you got some thing in your life you got to get out. And I'm teaching you how to get out of it. And you're saying, yeah. Wake up and pay attention. The 13th verse. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humble my soul with fasting. Now you know good and well your soul need humbling. I humble my soul. See, that's where the problem is. It's not your spirit. I humble my soul. Your emotion, your mind, your feeling. You humble it by fasting because when you're fasting, the flesh can't cut up. The flesh caught that, women gonna eat. Not now. 2 hours later, women gonna eat. Not now. And you go on and keep telling them, not now. Then you'll find out it starts submitting. It try to give you a headache. Upset stomach, everything. You start sweating, everything. It try to make you go back to let it rule you, dominate you. Not now. We're not going to eat till I get my answer.
Get right. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Because you're the very dude blocking my answer. You know, you can hear my, I ain't doing all that. The Lord know me. Huh? Yeah, I can hear somebody. I ain't doing all that. Lord love me. Give me Matthew 18:4 in NIV, Bob. You got the NIV back there? I'm going to call on 4 or 5 NIV scriptures. You got it. You just turn to Matthew 18:4. The primary purpose for fasting is self-humbling. Therefore, whosoever take the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. See, it humble you.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, whosoever take the lowly position of this child, that's the NIV, in Matthew 18:4. Give me Matthew 23:12 in the NIV. Matthew 23:12. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. So you see, what you're doing is when you're fasting, you're humbling yourself in the flesh, but you're being exalted in the spirit. Your hearing become clearer. Your anointing becomes stronger. Your wisdom become clearer. It's in you, but it's blocked by the flesh. The Bible talks about the spirit is willing. And the flesh is weak in the area of functioning in the spirit. And so it yields to the system around you. And you got satanic forces always trying to put something on you. But you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he exalts you in due season. And we find out that humbleness is restricting that flesh from ruling you. James 4:10, NIV. The primary purpose for fasting is self-humbling. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up.
Yes, sir.
Now you got the motive doing it now.
Right.
Yes, you can't go around talking about, I'm humble. Man, I got a car called a Hummer. You'll be a Hummer. No. Talk about humbling yourself. See? And fasting and praying is the way you humble yourself. All of us got ugly ways.
Yes, that's right.
But you start taking that food from that flesh. That flesh will finally say, what you want me to do? I want you to get well. That's what I want you to do. Stop letting this sickness stay up in here. 1 Peter 5:6, NIV. Help me, Holy Ghost. To help your people. Humble yourself therefore under God's mighty hand that he may lift you up in due season. Now you find out how to really humble yourself. You don't humble yourself by saying, I'm humble, try to dress down. You humble yourself by fasting and praying. Some of y'all ain't never been humble. You talk to me like this. Who you talking to? Like when I was talking to Brad, Brad said, what did he say? So the responsibility of humbling or being humble is on you. God can't humble you. God will not humble you. But he gave you the format where you can become humble. So all those scriptures we just read, they mean nothing to you if you don't know how to humble yourself. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Fasting, listen to this, is renouncing the natural to invoke the supernatural. Renouncing the natural to invoke the supernatural. Turn to the book of, I don't know if I ever preached in this book, Israel, E-Z-R-A, Israel. Well, I got to have an index, Bob. I'll never find this stuff. Yeah. I got a Bob I really like, but it ain't got no index in it. I don't want to mess with it. I use it personally. All right, some of these books, yeah, I don't know where they at. I can't even find it with the index. Right, have a Second Chronicle, right? Right?
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all are like, y'all such an expert. I know better. Chapter 8. Verse 21. It said Israel chose to look to God by invoking God's supernatural help and protection. Get this now. Israel chose to look to God by invoking God's supernatural help and protection. Invoking God's supernatural help and protection. I'm going to show us how he did it. And Israel 8:21. Then I proclaim a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God. What? To seek of him a right way for us, and for our little one, and for all our substance. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we have spoken to the king saying, the hand of our God.
Yes, sir.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
See, we got to find a way,
right.
to manifest that the heathen will know that our God,
yes, sir,
is who he say he is. Could it be, let me just ask a question. Could it be you are not as powerful as you are because you don't know how to humble yourself? And the Lord trying to tell you how to do it tonight? Could it be that your life is about to become more powerful? That you're going to be more freer? And you'll be able to deal with the enemy from a stronger perspective? Just because you know how to humble yourself? Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 9:27. Turn there and we'll come back to Israel. I bring my body under subjection. Fasting is a way to do that. What did he say? I keep under my body, right?
Right, yes, sir.
Come on, read it. I myself might be a castaway.
Right,
see, fasting has something to do with keeping that body under.
Yeah, right.
Fasting has something to do with Romans 12:1.
Yes, sir.
Present your body to God as a living sacrifice. Because that body don't want to go there.
Right.
So now you can keep your body under. If you know how to fast, you bring that flesh under.
Right. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Go back there. The Holy Spirit just called that voice up. So notice verse 22, they didn't talk about their God now, and now they had to put themselves in a position where their God can be the God they talked about.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
So verse 23 says, so we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. Now, let me Israel had two alternatives. One corner, ask for a band of soldiers and horsemen, or one spiritual. He chose to look to God by invoking God's supernatural help and protection, and God heard them and granted them the safe journey for which they asked. He did it. How he did it? How did he do it? By fasting and praying. My goodness. My goodness. There's a lot of alternative that we have in our lives as Christians. There's a lot of things that we go through that we don't need to go through. But we don't know how to get God to do it. And that's what he's trying to train you, how to get God to do it. You know, everybody can sing song and clap their hand. But manifestation and demonstration is a different game. Amen? Are you hearing me? All right, now, you see here what Israel did. Instead of taking the world way, the corner way, he took the spirit way. And what the spirit way was? Fasting and praying. Remember now, it's fasting and praying. All right. When you get yourself in a position, when you get, you know, that's why Paul said, when I'm weak, then am I strong. See, fasting, we got a member here fasted 40 days. A husband didn't make it all the way to 40, he went 30. But they're getting all kind of breakthrough. Now, Dan must have had to work. Dan was just like me. I said, I didn't fast. But Dan put his hand up. I had some other people put their hand up. How many of y'all that never fast? Well, on the groundwork I'm talking now. There's a hand. Y'all lying. All of y'all haven't been fasting. But y'all know about that fasting. I ain't talking about fasting no bubble gum. I'm talking about fasting food and just drinking water to flush the poison out. All of y'all been fasting? I don't want no lies of you now. I can't teach you nothing. Lie. See, I need the honest truth out of you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You never fast. Tell your pastor, I ain't been on fasting too much. And I've been in the business 43 years because I didn't know the revelation of it. See? Ain't been much fasting going on in the church. But yet we want the victory.
Right.
You hear God telling us how to get the victory. I call a solemn fast next Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
From 12 o'clock Tuesday night until Bible study Wednesday night.
Yes, sir.
You get in on it if you won't get in on it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try to get you there. Turn to 2 Chronicles. Chapter 20, you know that story. Jehoshaphat has five armies coming against him. It says, Jehoshaphat prayed a prayer invoking God's supernatural help and renouncing the natural. He was supposed to lose. Five armies coming against him. Then 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 2 through 4. Let me read that. Now you saw in the book of Joel, you saw Israel. Now here's Jehoshaphat. 2 Chronicles. That almost can't get no worse than this.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if it fasting work here, I'm going to fasting, brother. Well, look what happened. 2 Chronicles 20. What happened? And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them others beside the Ammonite came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea of this side of Syria. And behold, there be in Hazon Tamar, which is in Jedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. Verse 3.
Yes, sir.
And proclaim what?
A fast.
A fast. Let's see what happened. And Judah, verse 4, gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah came they to seek the Lord. But they were fasting and seeking the Lord. They were fasting and praying. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord, now he's fasting now. O Lord God our Father, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdom of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who did give us our inheritance of this land to be for thy people Israel, and give it to seed Abraham, thy friend forever? And he went on praying, 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 praying. And you get to the, see what he said, the 12th verse. 12th verse. O God, would thou not judge them? Well, for we have no might against this great company that come against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones. But see these people fasting and praying. So they turned to God for supernatural help. I'm gonna ask a question. How many of y'all need, how many here in here need supernatural help? How many, and just be truthful. How many of y'all dealing with something? You'll be dealing with all this stuff all your life. And your church, you go to churches all over the world. We over 82 churches. I can go to them 82 churches, but everybody hand and go up. I'm dealing with something. Well, I'm going to show you how to deal with something.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. See? 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 See, this is so powerful.
Yes, sir.
See, when you're fasting and praying, I want you to get this. You're renouncing the natural for the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're humbling yourself. See, because fasting also, in some of those scriptures written in NIV, fasting also bring you into a childlike faith.
Yeah, glory to God. Yes,
let's see, can I describe this? You feel a weakness in your body,
uh-huh,
but a strength in your spirit.
Yes,
sir. See now, when you're fasting, you just about pray all day. Now you can go by and do your routines, you're on a job, but you still, when you're fasting, you know, you can't be going around talking about, I ain't done eat. Let it out. And you can't be planning your meal all day. You still got you. You follow what I'm saying? What am I going to do after the night? Oh, Lord. So in the Old Testament, God required his people to humble their soul before him by collective fasting. That's the Day of Atonement. They fasted at the Day of Atonement. You want to read it, Leviticus 16, 29 through 31. My goodness. Let me close with this. Let's go to the master.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Luke chapter 4. If you haven't been convinced yet, let's go to this. Because, you know, and this is no reflection on you, but this is hard sledding tonight. I preach a lot of times. But I can't even get a good flow. You know why? Food been running us so long. We're not telling you to quit eating the rest of your life. You know, you get a mess around that food, boy, people. And so I'm up, it's a push up here. I can't even fully get in anointed. Well, I'm not even trying. I'm just going to teach you dry. Fasting was part of Jesus in the New Testament church. In Luke 4:1, we see, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. In Luke 4:2, it says, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were in it, he also was hungry. See, the devil thought he was weak, but he was stronger. Now, the temptation would have been more effective if Jesus was full of food. He was full of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said when he returned from the temptation, he returned in the power of the Spirit. But it was his fasting that released the power of the Holy Spirit to flow through his life and ministry without hindrance. So actually, when you talk about John 14:12, the work that I do, you are not going to be able to do it. Full of food all the time. Somebody got to pull away and fast and pray and be an instrument for God to use. Now listen, let me tell you. I got about 2 minutes. Let me tell you. You need to do this. You know, my instruction on it might not have been, I'm going to come back and teach on it again, but it's new for the church. I talked to a prophet today. So an apostle talking to a prophet. Brother Kenny Coburn called me. We talked about 35 minutes. And I told him what God was dealing with me about. He said, they don't talk about it in the church. He said, the church knows very little about what you're talking about, Brother Thompson. See? And so in all my years of ministry, I haven't taught on it. And I haven't did much fasting because I didn't know. Just being honest. And then come right there and got my healing in a matter of hours. So I believe there's a lot of sickness we're going through because we give our body too much credit.
Right. Yeah.
I believe that if you pull away from that table, not just to be on a diet, but to know biblically that it's your divine right to fast and pray and get an audience with God. I think in this room, many supernatural things. I think we'll have many testimonies in the near future. But you know, but you're going to have to do it. I can't come to your house and do it for you. I can come and deliver the message and tell you what effect it will have if you do it. And I'm just going to pray some more to see God give me some more direction on it. But I know pushing it for myself. See, that's two supernatural things I received in my life. Because you know God put an extra organ in my body, an extra channel in my body. My body was acting up, clogging up, and God, the doctor told me, God, extra vein grew in my body. And say, it attached itself and the blood just went through it. That was years back. So I'm not telling you something that I don't know. Study these texts. Pray, because it's Emondelebohosata, a dreariness is trying to creep upon you that you won't see the benefit that the Lord is bringing to you at this hour. This is something you've been looking for. And God is saying to you, amen and yes tonight. He is delivering it to you. But you have a part to play. Are you following me? I believe every type of sickness, every type of disease, including cancer, I believe you fast and pray and let the Holy Spirit help you, that cancer will be ate up.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
This is something I believe, high blood pressure and various things that we deal with. We depend on medicine too much. Look at me. We have sold our soul to the pharmaceutical store. You can use it, but don't let it use you. Don't lay down and say, it's a lifetime mission. All my organs have worn out. No! Believe God. Get God wisdom. Get God time and get God understanding. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I told you, I supposed to be on 9 medicines. Many years ago, 25 years ago, I made up my mind.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Enough is enough. If God is God, let him be God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, this lesson, you've seen me in many anointing. You've seen the glory. You've seen me wave my hand and the whole session fell. You've been with me. A lot of you have been with me and saw that in grand anointing. This lesson is more powerful than that. I want you to read Joel, the book of Joel, because I can't tell you all in 1 hour, but read it and see how, what kind of condition it was in and how God got them out. He led them, they had nothing. Then he led them to plenty. Things started running over. The spirit started flowing. Life started changing just because of what I'm teaching tonight. Lift your hand and praise God. Lift your hand and praise God. Isn't that a sad clap? Some of y'all didn't want to clap because you said, if I clap, that means I got to fast. Go ahead and do it. I mean, you don't have to, you know, let the Holy Spirit tell you how long or what, but if you really want to get close to God and some things you want to deal with, yeah, it is right here. I know it for a fact. I would never stop the rest of my life. I found out something so quick. You know, and I know the church world, you know, people all around now, all over the world, different countries, are hearing this. And it's going to change their life. I receive so. It's going to change their life forever. You got a habit you can't break. Fasting and praying to do it. Got an anger problem. You snap. You snap. Somebody said the wrong word, you just snap. You turn into a beast. You snap. That's the enemy. That doesn't mean you're not a Christian. That means you need to fast and pray. Stop this thing. We got to stop all this sickness and disease. Next Wednesday. You have your chance. Now you can go before then. You know, I'm just giving you time. This, I'm calling it out.
Yes, sir.
A sanctified fast. I'm calling it out. But that don't mean that's the only time I'm going to fast. You know, you're not supposed to tell people when you're fasting. But when you can call, a church can call it. And this church, I need to call in this church. We got so much to do. I need you well. I need you full of joy. Full of peace. And I'm teaching you enough. I feel the Holy Ghost now. Whoa! I'm teaching you enough for it to happen. Do you know how precious what you've learned tonight? How to humble yourself. You go around, I'm humble. That don't mean nothing. Because until you put that body under, you're not humble. Because let somebody throw a finger up at you. Hold up, Jesus. Let that flesh, you see? Let that flesh. If you had fasted, that finger wouldn't mean nothing. Because the meaning of that finger would never come to your mind. It means something. Lord, I've ministered to your people. I believe one of the most powerful moments in the history of my ministry on this Wednesday night. I'm thankful for those who are here to have heard how to humble themselves under your mighty hand. I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit will lead them to miracles, signs, and wonders, not only in their bodies, but their families, their finances, and whatever they need a miracle in. I thank you for people all over the world who listen to this message, that they'll get a revelation of fasting and praying and humbling themselves under your mighty hand and hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. You remember, in Jesus' name, you remember I told you in Acts 13, they were fasting and praying, and the Holy Ghost said, there's something that the Holy Ghost is not going to say to you unless you position yourself to be humble enough by fasting and praying. See, he told me exactly what to do. That's how I got, it's like that woman with the issue of blood all those years. But just that one day when he told me what to do, I was just like that woman. I was able to touch the hem of his garment in the spirit world and receive something I was battling for 15 or 20 years. How close can I get you? You have no idea what it means to be dealing with something and dealing with it and dealing with it. And all of a sudden, God show you, here's your answer. You follow what I'm saying? And many of you, I'm trying to turn it loose now, but many of you, right there, you've prayed so much, you've confessed the creed, you love God, you're right there, and God came tonight to tell you how to step over the line. Please, don't let this pass you by. Make it part of your life. Not just when we're in this season of fasting. Make it a part of your life. Matter of fact, you're told live a fasted life. But sometimes that connotation is not good enough, because I really believe you need a flat-footed fast for a protracted period of time as the Spirit of God leads you. You get answers. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, sit down and get ready to give you a tithe and offering. Let's see.